And Angel of the Morning is an appropriate topic here today as we are going to talk a little bit, maybe even a lot, about treasures from Archangel Michael to change your life. The book is called Wisdom of the Guardian, and the author is Dr. Joy Peterson, and she's joining us right now on the live line. Good morning, Dr. Peterson. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. So you're at least in the same time zone as us. Our earlier guest was from across the country, and he was a little tired, I think, this morning. So you sound like you are right awake with us. And I must tell you, Dr. Peterson, I had the chance. You were kind enough to send me an advance copy of this, and I did read through it and shared this also with somebody else that read it through, and we discussed it. This is by far one of the most unique books I have ever written, have ever read by anybody, and I have all kinds of questions, more than we're going to be able to discuss in the short period of time, but I'd like to ask you about yourself, first of all. Tell me about what you do and how you came to write a book about St. Michael the Archangel.
Well, Michael actually came to me. He appeared to me and asked me to write the book, and I asked him how many chapters. He said 22, and I said, okay. But prior to that, I was able to do automatic writing, which is a form of channeling, which allowed me the ability to be able to connect and receive messages from God angels and others directly.
And how long have you been in this type of work?
Well, I actually learned a spiritual process in 1986 when I was living in California, and it removes blocks from the subconscious that may be stopping us, sabotaging our results. And doing that process, I believe, actually cleared up my ability to channel or receive information, because it raises your vibration. It cleans out the sort of the cobwebs of the mind that might be sabotaging our results.
Now, you're talking here today to a person who does believe in this. I have had so many unexplainable things happen to me in my life that I absolutely know that angels exist, that there is a spiritual side to our life. There's just no doubt in my mind. But the many majority of people probably don't. They probably will hear you talk about things like this and consider you a little bit off your rocker, if you pardon the expression there. What do you say? How do you handle that when you know that there are so many people here that would think that this can't be true? What you do and what you're talking about just can't be true.
Well, to be honest with you, getting the book was easy. Publishing the book was difficult for me, because I really didn't want to tell anybody I could do this. I actually run a business network, and I was also a business consultant helping people with their networking efforts. And the spiritual part was something that I was more quiet about. And in order to publish the book, I had to tell people that I actually channel angels. So it was hard for me to come out of the closet, because I was anticipating a lot of poo-pooing, so to speak. Yeah. And what was interesting is when I first shared this information with my business network, they were more receptive than I realized. And a lot of my clients in the beginning, when I started doing this more publicly, were older businessmen, and that was the least likely audience that I thought would have adopted this information.
And yet they surprised you by doing so?
Yes. They now hire me to help clear their issues with divorce, with business, all different kinds of areas, because the spiritual work applies to any area in life. So if someone has a business, I can work with them on the cause of their problems in business, as well as their problems in their relationships with their children and money and whatnot. But the fortunate thing I have is the ability to incorporate the help from the other side, besides the spiritual training I have to release the cause of their problems.
Now, why do you think Michael the Archangel appeared to you, came to you this way? I mean, of all the millions of people, billions of people around the world that he could have appeared to?
Quite frankly, I asked the same question. But apparently, this was something that was chosen prior to this lifetime. my work covers past lives often, and that's where a lot of this started. And apparently I was chosen before I arrived here. And I still wonder why sometimes.
Well, you know, the concept, for those who are not familiar with Michael the Archangel, is he's the great supporter, the great protector, and basically that is the message that I got when I read this, is that he's still there, that we are supposed to ask him for help and ask him for support, and not do it all on our own. Is that a fair summary of I know a lot more than that, but is that a fair basis for the book?
Well, he starts out the book saying he hears everyone's prayers, and people are struggling trying to get the answers to those prayers, and the angels are here, and the book is telling people how to listen and look for the cues on the answers to their prayers, which sometimes show up in a billboard. Someone else gets the answer they're looking for. They might read it in a magazine, hear it in the store. Because not everyone is tuning in enough, although they can be able to hear these messages themselves.
We write that off, I think, so often as coincidence. We laugh about it. We say, what a coincidence. I was thinking about this, and I saw that picture, or this song came on the radio. And are you saying that those probably are not coincidences?
Correct.
Yeah. Those, again, have happened to me, so I can relate to that one. What else did Michael tell you? That, you know, we're supposed to be watching and open-minded and open-eared to those kind of things. What about the responsibility that we take? We put so much of a burden on ourselves and think that we have to do it all, or maybe we do a lot of blaming on other people.
Well, the point he makes is that we are all responsible for our own lives and the results that we're experiencing, and a lot of our problems are caused really from an unconscious basis, and when we release that, we can live the life that we were meant to live, and we can live it powerfully, because we all have God within us and the power of God within us to be able to live the life that we desire, and we just really have to understand that we are powerful, we are responsible, and when we let go of anything that doesn't serve us, we open the doors for something better to arrive.
So many people are afraid to pray about money. They think that that's something that they shouldn't pray about, but they find themselves doing that because they don't have enough money to pay their bills or whatever. I know you talk in particular, and Michael has talked specifically about our wealth, our finances.
Yes, we can all have a lot of money. Money isn't the issue; it's our beliefs about money that is causing the problem. And he hears prayers all the time about people's money struggles, and he really wants to help people overcome those issues, because people can have more money. They're blocking it often by their own unconscious beliefs about it.
Just a fascinating book. It really has some information in there that I haven't read or heard or seen anyplace else. Obviously, I've never heard of Michael the Archangel appearing to anyone else and telling you on our behalf what we should do to change our lives. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today. If people would like more information about this, wisdomoftheguardian.com is the website, wisdomoftheguardian.com. Will this book be in bookstores soon?
People can get it through bookstores now. I don't know if it's in every bookstore, but they can certainly order it through the bookstore. They can order it through that site, Wisdom of the Guardian, or on other online bookstores.
Okay, and the author is Dr. Joy Peterson, Pederson. Dr. Peterson, thank you again for sharing this and for being brave enough to come out and of the closet, as you said, and share this incredible story with all of us. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is the Talk of the Town, AM 1330. We'll come back in just a moment and talk a little bit more about that. Give somebody a chance to win some BS.